Sut was at the window, his back to Mallow and Jail. It was early evening now, and the few stars that struggled feebly here at the very rim of the galaxy sparked against the background of the misty, wispy lens that included the remnants of that empire, still vast, that fought against them. Sut said, "No, you are not the man." "You don't believe me?" "I mean, I don't trust you. You're smooth-tongued. You befooled me properly when I thought I had you under proper care on your first trip to Corel. When I thought I had you cornered at the trial, you wormed your way out of it and into the mayor's chair by demagoguery. There is nothing straight about you. No motive that hasn't another behind it. No statement that hasn't three meanings. Suppose you were a traitor. Suppose your visit to the Empire had brought you a subsidy and a promise of power. Your actions would be precisely what they are now. You would bring about a war after having strengthened the enemy. You would force the Foundation into inactivity. And you would advance a plausible explanation of everything, one so plausible it would convince everyone."
"You mean there'll be no compromise?" asked Mallow, gently.
"I mean you must get out, by free will or force."
"I warned you of the only alternative to cooperation."
Jorain Sut's face congested with blood in a sudden access of emotion. "And I warn you, Hober Mallow of Smyrna, that if you arrest me, there will be no quarter. My men will stop nowhere in spreading the truth about you, and the common people of the Foundation will unite against their foreign ruler. They have a consciousness of destiny that a Smyrnian can never understand, and that consciousness will destroy you."
Hober Mallow said quietly to the two guards who had entered, "Take him away. He's under arrest."
Sut said, "Your last chance."
Mallow stubbed out his cigar and never looked up. And 5 minutes later, Jail stirred and said wearily, "Well, now that you've made a martyr for the cause, what next?"
Mallow stopped playing with the ashtray and looked up.
"That's not the Sut I used to know. He's a blood-blind bull. Galaxy, he hates me."
"All the more dangerous, then."
"More dangerous? Nonsense. He's lost all power of judgment."
Jail said grimly, "You're overconfident, Mallow. You're ignoring the possibility of a popular rebellion.